Lauren Oliver joins us in the studio tonight. She is a New York Times and international best-selling author of several young adult novels, including the Delirium Trilogy and Panic, which has been optioned for a film. She's also written for middle grade readers, and her book, Liesel and Poe, was a nominee for the E.B. White Read Aloud Award. In addition, she's the co-founder of the boutique literary company, Paper Lantern Lit. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Good to see you. I thought Vanishing Girls was a wonderfully complex novel, and you adeptly weave together several storylines. You use emails and newspaper accounts as well as narrative dialogue to move the story forward. So let's start where the novel begins, with three people, a junior and senior in high school, and the young man they both love. Just if you would describe their personalities, Lauren.
Vanishing Girls tells the story of two sisters, Nick and Dara. They are separated by about a year, and despite being very different, they are very, very close growing up. They kind of evince that strange admixture of love and need and envy and competition that often happens in siblings, especially siblings that are very close in age. Nick is the older one. She is more responsible. She thinks of herself as kind of also more mediocre. Dara, her younger sister, is kind of melodramatic and very beautiful and a little bit wild, more than a little bit wild. And then they have a neighbor, John Parker, whom everyone calls Parker. He triangulates their relationship. And of course, the look of that triangle shifts as they go from being kids to young adults.
There's an accident that deeply affects all their lives. So that's kind of playing in the background throughout the novel. But do you want to tell us just specifically what the accident is, what does it involve?
So they're still very close, and then they get into a car accident, and Nick is driving, and Dara is left scarred. And that really causes their relationship to unravel. I originally started writing this novel years and years ago. I'd always wanted to write a book about sisters and identity. I have a sister. I find the way that our identities are shaped by our siblings to be really fascinating. Years ago, I wrote a novel, and I started writing an early version of the novel in which there had been a fire and Nick works in a water park. Kind of having forgotten about that book, that version of it, I started Vanishing Girls, and I made Nick work at a decrepit amusement park, and the accident is now a car accident.
Yes. Well, like many amusement parks, there's that sort of somewhat undertone, or in this case, sadness, perhaps, to an incident that happened years before, which was what?
In Vanishing Girls, one of the rides has been kind of long shuttered, although they won't tear it down. The owner is still hoping that at some point he'll get approval to reuse it again, because a girl fell from the high point. And writing about the amusement park was one of my favorite things about writing the novel. Just being able to kind of meticulously think in detail about the different rides and personalities. And there is a kind of forlornness to it, because it's also really struggling financially. And it's kind of one of these older parks that often get shut down or have been shut down in the past five decades. But I think thematically it ties into the rest of the book, because the book is very much about the difference between what we see and kind of the stories that underlie what we see, and the difference between kind of reality and our perceptions of reality.
Well, and what you add to this is the disappearance of a young girl. Madeline Snow disappears, and within that, the dark side of the town is revealed. Will that readers find out what that is? There's a lot of suspense in this novel. I am interested to know about your writing career. You've alluded to this novel having its roots some years ago, but you're young and you have had great success and critical acclaim. So I'm curious whether it came easily to you, or are there three unpublished novels sitting in the desk somewhere?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Actually, there are exactly three unpublished novels. You know, I've been writing every day since I was nine, probably. And that's a lot of practice time. And I did. In my early 20s, I had three novels that were long, boring, plotless, structureless tomes about who knows what, about nothing. That was largely the problem. And I did send two of them out for publication. I had them roundly rejected. So I definitely paid my dues. I think you need a good, healthy dose of rejection in order to ascend into the ranks of the real writers. So I work on books all the time still that don't work. I mean, I constantly am trying to write books that fail to work. Usually in between my published novels, I actually have a bunch of drafts on my computer of something that doesn't actually take shape. And sometimes, as in the case of Vanishing Girls, years later, I'll be able to figure it out.
Well, you also, it seems to me that this is a helping hand, so to speak, that you reach out to other aspiring authors. But tell us more about it. You're the co-founder of Paper Lantern mm-hmm. Lit.
Paper Lantern Lit is basically, we're story geeks. That's the best way to describe it. I think that due in part to my early struggles, basically not knowing how to craft a narrative, I became really, really interested. And I even went to graduate school for creative writing and I learned a ton and I loved that program. But I also didn't really learn about storytelling, which really is at the heart of what books are and how reading was even invented. I mean, before that, it was an oral tradition. It really was about communication, narrating bits of our history and transforming them in ways that could be shared between across cultures. So I became interested in the idea of story and structure and imparting that kind of knowledge or helping other people decode that, because there is some of writing is alchemy, but some of it's mechanical.
Yes.
And you can teach
yes.
the mechanical parts. So that's kind of what we do.
Well, it seems like a wonderful generosity of paying it forward, I think is the phrase. So
yeah.
Wonderful read. Thank you for Vanishing Girls. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you. I've been talking with Lauren Oliver about her latest novel, Vanishing Girls, and about Paper Lantern Lit, her boutique literary company. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.